Treasure Galaxy is a production of Story Button. So if you want to hear the rest of season 2 and season 3 of Treasure Galaxy, you're going to need to get a Story Button. At storybutton.com, use the code TREASURE at checkout to save $10. Story Button is the device that makes it easy for you to listen to your favorite kid podcast without having to use a screen device, like borrowing mom and dad's phone or using a tablet. Yes, there's finally a better way to listen to your favorite kid podcast. Learn more at storybutton.com and use promo code TREASURE to save $10. The future of imagination lives here. And now, let's get back to Treasure Galaxy.
Oh, this is bad. This is really bad. The fabric of time and space is cracking.
Well, that doesn't sound too bad. They're just cracks.
Are you crazy? Cracks in the galactic fabric cause a black hole!
Mr. DeBloon, lead the crew back to the ship.
Aye, aye, Captain. You heard the Captain. Look lively.
Well, you three coming or not?
Wait, you can't leave.
There's a giant black hole right there. You better believe I'm leaving. I don't know how you Space Alliance pilots do it, but I'm not putting my crew in danger.
But a black hole is bad for the entire galaxy.
Listen, kid, that's not my problem. My job is to keep my family safe. Besides, the rest of the galaxy hasn't cared about us for a long time. So why should we put ourselves in danger for them?
But...
Don't bother, Zeke. We should have known space pirates would only care about themselves.
Think what you want, kid. But if I were you, I'd catch a ride with us and protect your friends. Up to you, but we take off in 5.
You guys? The black hole is getting bigger. Like, a lot bigger.
Zeke, how much time do you guess we have?
I calculate maybe 10 minutes tops.
So, not a lot. Even if we sent an SOS to the Space Alliance, no way would the captain get here in time. How'd this even happen?
My theory is that Kai's energy explosion earlier from the Solar Diamond, mixed with the powerful leaking energy of the open bridge, created enough power to tear a hole through space and time. But, by my calculations... If we close the bridge, there's a chance the black hole will naturally patch itself up.
Got it. So all we need to do is close the bridge then. Let's go. Okay, everyone. Push on 3. 1, 2, 3.
It's not... budging!
There's no way we'll be able to close those doors with just the 3 of us. Okay, let's think. I got it! That button Malachi tripped over. It opened the doors, so maybe it'll close them.
It's not working! Is there another button?
Zeke, any other ideas?
Well... There's a theory among scholars that throwing something into a black hole can make it collapse on itself.
Great. Back to the Helix Nebula, everyone.
But it hasn't actually been tested, and...
Kai, keep the hatch open and bring the Helix Nebula right above the black hole. But not too close. We don't want the ship to get sucked in.
Roger that.
Zeke, I need you to help me throw things from the ship's open hatch. We'll tie ropes to ourselves so we don't fall in on accident.
Got it. Oh, AMC, I almost forgot we had this on board.
A spacesuit boot?
For your sprained ankle. The Space Alliance equipped these suits to also help out with injuries. You know, just in case a pilot got injured while out in space, parts of the suit can be used as a cast. It'll also help you move around like normal without any crutches. Cool, huh?
Great. I was kind of tired of hopping around on 1 foot all day anyway. Ah, much better. All right, let's go find stuff to throw into that black hole.
All right, I'm over the black hole. Opening the hatch now.
First up, the gym weights.
Doesn't look like it did anything. We're going to need something bigger.
Okay, next up, the cargo boxes.
The cargo boxes? Don't those have our extra supplies in them?
What good are extra supplies if the galaxy is swallowed by a black hole?
Oh, good point.
It still doesn't seem to be making a difference.
Okay, last thing then, the fridge.
Wait, what? But what about all the food?
It's for the good of the galaxy, Kai. You'll be fine.
But what do we eat when the galaxy is saved? Hey, you guys? It's getting kind of hard to keep the ship steady. If we stay up here much longer with these winds, I don't know if I can keep us out of the black hole.
Okay, Kai. Close the hatch and take us down.
Huh? Oh, roger that. Is everyone okay?
Yeah. Doesn't look like our plan worked, though. Any other ideas, Zeke?
No. Unfortunately not.
Ugh, we were so close to completing Mission X, but Silver Eye and her terrible crew had to go and mess everything up. Ugh! Ow! Oh, my ankle.
MC, I'm sure we can think of something else.
No. I failed. Again. I'm going to let the Space Alliance know what's happening. At least they'll be able to come up with a plan before the black hole gets to them.
There's really nothing else we can do, bro. We can't just let a black hole full of monsters eat our galaxy.
Monsters? What are you talking about? Black holes don't have monsters.
Phew. Well, that's good to know. About the monsters, that is. Because for a second while we were up there, when MC was telling me to land, I thought I saw something inside the black hole. But that's crazy, right?
All right, you guys. I just sent a message to the captain explaining the situation. Don't really know what good it'll do us in a few minutes, but at least they'll be prepared.
Now all we do is wait, I guess.
Are we expecting guests?
That can't be the Space Alliance. I just sent the message.
All right, kids. What do you need us to do?
Silver Eye? What happened to saving yourselves?
Ask your little friend Malachi. Turns out he makes a pretty good argument. So, what's the big plan?
We're actually not sure. But if you want to come inside and help me come up with something, that'd be great.
Zeke, you want them coming into the Helix Nebula?
I mean, we don't really have much of a choice, MC. Besides, we could use the help. follow me.
Kai? You asked the space pirates to come back? Why?
Well, Zeke said we couldn't handle the black hole alone. And you said there's no way the Space Alliance would make it here in time. Besides, I feel really bad since it's kind of my fault the black hole is even here to begin with. So, while we were on the ship and you two were throwing things, I sent the space pirates a message. Thankfully, I caught them before they went into hyperdrive.
But what did you say to them to make them change their mind?
Oh, that? I just told Captain Silver Eye that if she really wanted to protect her family, she'd protect the galaxy they lived in. Even if it meant teaming up with people she didn't really like. Because when you love and care for people, you do your best to keep them safe. You know, like you do for Zeke and I.
Right. You're right, Malachi. You made the right call.
MC, Malachi, I think we figured out a plan.
So, can we save the galaxy?
We can. And we're going to do it with Captain Silver and a crew's help.
Aye!